guys. What is up? We're back with MGM Marketabilities Podcast. My name is Lucas, and I just welcome you. I'm gonna fix this camera a little bit. Shoop. There we go. Now I am just speaking right into your heart, as I can feel your heart. Okay, anyways, today we're going to be talking about your story and how important it is to be integrating your personal stories into your marketing, because honestly, the story is what sells most of the time, which is kind of confusing, but hang with me for a second. I mean, just imagine watching a movie and the storyline isn't very good. It's just kind of like things are just happening great, and there's no hard things happening. There's no unfortunate things happening to make it dramatic. It's just all going well. It'd be boring. It'd be so freaking boring. And right now on social media, people are literally just showing how great everything is. Like, they're showing only their best, and they're not showing the struggles or the things that aren't going well and how they got through them, and which is ultimately what people want to hear about and talk about. They actually, the storyline is actually some of the most invigorating part, especially if people get to get an inside look at your struggles and how you got from this pain point to the next thing. And so really it's such a missed opportunity if you're not actually using your story to sell. So I'm going to help you find some of the marketing gold in your story. So first things first is you have to talk about kind of before, like, you know, whenever you, so like for me, I'll give an example. So for me, it's like, I was not doing well, you know, mixing, and I wanted to, and I knew that I could do it, but it wasn't clicking for me. Like, things were just not working out. Everything I do didn't sound good until I did this, and then I figured it out. And kind of giving this person, like, letting them know that you were a person, you know, that was struggling, and now you're at from point A to point B. And what happens in between point A and point B is actually super valuable whenever you're talking about marketing and using it to promote your product, whether it's a training thing or whether it's whatever. Like, we're selling video marketing, and so there are so many stories that we have, even of our clients or even some of our own businesses, where it's like, we started here, you know, with this many followers or this much revenue, and then now we ended here because we did these things, and we can help you with that. You know what I mean? And so using those stories where it tugs at people's hearts, and people, like, honestly, most people want to see you win. They may not admit it. They may not always be like, rah, rah, go get it, bro. But they ultimately, people love to see other people win, and they want to celebrate that. So even having your little personal story on Facebook or Instagram will be a game changer. But you don't want to overshare. Like, you don't want to give too many details. You don't want to bog down the whole thing. Like, have you guys ever been talking to someone at, like, a party, or you bump into them on the street or something, and they start sharing, and it's just like, okay, that TMI, you know, that's too much information. Okay. Basically, whenever you're sharing your story to, you know, bring people into your life or show them marketing or whatever it is for you, you know, to bring them in as a customer, you want to start with the pain point, show how you overcame that pain point and what you had to go through, but keep it simple, and then show them the result. Okay. And talk about the result. Okay. So you're at pain, the middle, the result. Okay. Don't overcomplicate it. Doesn't matter what color shirt you were wearing that day. Doesn't matter what you had for breakfast that day, you know, stuff like that. You know, the stuff that people share on Instagram, you're like, why did you, okay. You get it. Okay. And then don't forget to utilize it on your website. Okay. There's a crucial point where people are on your website, and there are some people who just want you to do the job, and they'll just go through your website, sign up, or hit a request form or whatever it is on your website, and they'll just go for it. But some people get on your website and they want to know, are you trustworthy? They want to know who you are. They want to know what you look like. They want to know, how did you even start this? That's why there are about pages on websites. And that's a good chance for you to tell your story. Or if you're selling like an educational product or whatever, you put, hey, I started here and I got here and now I can help you get to this point because I've already done all the work and I'm going to make it easier for you. It's so simple just to use your story as a complete catalyst to getting customers, and not only just customers, but maybe even returning customers. Because once you bring them into your world, once you get a little bit vulnerable and kind of show them the you know where you started and you know you weren't perfect and you could have been better, and then show them that you got to this result, they're going to relate to that because maybe that's exactly where they are at in that moment. Is they are here making this much money or not getting this good of a quality of this thing, and you're like, I was there. And I can help you get to where, you know, you want to go, get to the result, get to the outcome. And that's what people want to hear. They want to hear that you were there or that you've taken other people from here to there. Like they don't care about any other thing. It's like, can you get me to that outcome? And if you tell a story in a good way, people are going to get emotionally involved. And we all know how good emotions play when it comes to selling. Now, I'm not saying you should manipulate people, right? Like if they shouldn't be buying your product, don't let them buy your product. Try not to, at least, because some people just don't even need it. Like there are some products out there we don't need, right? And there's a lot of manipulation going on. But if someone needs your product or they could use it to reach their goals and their dreams and everything that they've shared with you, then why wouldn't you use storytelling to be like, listen, it's time for you to make a move? Because most people nowadays are not making the move to do something new because they're scared. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else. Like they're just nervous and scared that like it's not going to work out or someone's going to judge them if they're on camera or I don't know, this or that. Like fear of judgment is crazy. And I totally get it. I used to be petrified of the camera, but now I can stare at this little black dot and just talk. It's crazy because this was not me like three or four years ago. I could not do this. And every time I stepped up to do it, I'd be so nervous and be like, is anything I'm saying even worth anything? And I get that. Okay, sorry about that. Camera died. You should always check your camera batteries, everybody, because they die, apparently. But anyway, and then one last point is that people want to hear about the healing experience that happened. Like, people love the healing experience. They love the transformation. And so if you show them the transformation, and I've kind of already said this, you show them the transformation from point A to point B, that's what they care about, because then that lets them know they can do that same transformation. They can have that same transformation. They can have the outcome of the whole transformation, which is a win. It's a win. So tell your story and get a little vulnerable. It's okay. It's okay if somebody judges you. It's okay if somebody leaves a bad comment. People leave bad comments on my stuff on YouTube all the time. It's fine. The bad comment actually, maybe I should do an episode on this, but the bad comment actually has nothing to do with you. If I'm being honest, it really doesn't have anything to do with you, because most people that are leaving comments, like bad comments on YouTube videos or whatever, they don't even know that person. They've never met them. They don't have their phone number. They've never sat and talked with them and gotten to know them. Literally anybody who's ever left a negative comment or anything online towards me literally has no idea who I am. They saw one or two videos and then just made a judgment call and decided that I'm terrible. So don't be nervous about that. Just put the content out there. Get vulnerable. Do the thing. I love you. And we'll see you next Monday for another episode.